Could you come back at another time, please? I still have quite a few notes to... Oh, Star, come in, please.
Good to see you again, Ben. You've been almost a recluse for the past several days since you returned from South America. You haven't returned phone calls nor emails. I felt it was time to pay you a visit.
I apologize for that. There's just so much that I learned down there and just jotted down quickly. I have to get my notes organized. This could lead to some amazing genetic discoveries, but enough of that. I've been neglecting you. I should have briefed you first, but anyway, I sense you came in for more than a wellness check, hmm?
Observant as always. I actually came to give you a gift.
A pen? I have plenty of pens. Why?
Ben, there is a little-known tradition amongst university faculties that when a faculty member achieves what is clearly the pinnacle of his career, those wishing to congratulate him present him with a pen as a symbol of their own work and how it pales in comparison.
That's very kind of you to say that, but I seriously doubt that my work is any less impressive than yours.
Then I surmise you haven't heard the news.
News? What news?
You've been awarded the Nobel Prize for Medicine.
Star, this is no time for jokes.
No joke, Ben. It was announced this morning.
I don't understand.
Check your email. I forwarded one that was sent to me this morning since they did not know your email address.
Email? Oh, my stars. It must be full of messages. I haven't checked it in over a week. Which one?
Should be the latest one.
Ah, yes, there it is. Dr. Benjamin Maxwell.
You do not know me, but I am Dr. Albert Benjamin Larson, professor of law at the University of Chicago. When I found out you were receiving a Nobel Prize, I felt it was important to send you this letter. I've been paying much attention to the work you've been doing these past few years for two reasons. It opens up new and important legal questions regarding rights of the parents as well as the hybrids themselves. These will be fought over for years, certainly. Moreover, your work with hybrids and Ursus cromata has been something of a fascination of mine, more so because my wife is a color bear and our daughter is a hybrid. We have been living as a common law couple for some time, unbeknownst to most of the world. Life has been difficult, me living a double life and my wife and child being a target of ridicule and discrimination. Your research has now opened the world to us. We have now been able to legally marry and are now assured that our child will be able to attend the college of her choice when the time comes. If there is anyone that deserves a Nobel Prize, it's you. With a man as helpful, humble, and kind as you, I have no doubt that my family's future will be a bright one. Congratulations, Dr. Albert Benjamin Larson, University of Chicago,
School of Law.
Dr. Maxwell sat there, slack-jawed. Ben, you are a brilliant geneticist. This prize clearly is evidence of that. But more than that, you're a good person. And I'm not the only one saying that. You have a sense of justice that would not allow a small village in Minnesota get away with an atrocity, even if it were nearly a century ago. You never grew angry at the reception you first got at New Haven. And as the accolades of your work began to mount, you just kept going, discovering more things, rather than basking in the glory. Your humility and kindness is really overwhelming. Yet you continue to keep your nose in your work. Ben, for as long as I've known you, you've always been humble and kind. To me, that means much more than your work in genetics. But as I said, I'm not the only one saying this. I opened the door to Dr. Maxwell's office. Outside was a line of professors who came in one by one and laid their pens on his desk.
Congratulations, Dr. Maxwell.
You've earned this.
You cried at the deaths of strangers. You helped soften the hardest of hearts. Your good brightly shines, but you always stayed humble and kind. You went to church 'cause your mama said to, yet you keep going even today. You know it's not wasted time, and you always stayed humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, and don't lie. I know you've got mountains to climb, but you always stayed humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from someone. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and marrying the person you love. I love you is no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you've got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind.
It's good to have you here, Ben.
We were very lucky to have you with us.
Way to go, Doc.
My congratulations, Dr. Maxwell.
When the world recognizes your genius and comes to your door singing praise, let your beacon still shine, but always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, turn around and help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
Well done, Doc.
Well deserved, sir. Well deserved.
I always knew you were a great man.
Thank you for being a part of our school.
Couldn't have gone to a nicer person.